morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. If your power is still out, I hope you're able to stay warm and safe. It's supposed to be back to spring temperatures in a few days, so just hang on to that thought. And a week from tomorrow, there'll be something happening in our area that may cheer you up. Maine humorist and storyteller Tim Sample will be in Belfast at a fundraiser for The Colonial, the oldest theater in Maine. And it's going to be something wicked.
This is Kyle Walton, director of the new not-for-profit Colonial Theater in Belfast. Very excited for the addition of Tim Sample next Saturday, the 13th at 8 o'clock. We started emailing a few months ago, and The Colonial and its new not-for-profit model is going to be doing more things on screen and especially on stage. And it really felt like it was an appropriate ask, since we will be doing more comedy, to reach out to Tim. He is in New Mexico right now. That is where he winters for 3 or 4 months a year. And then he's coming back to do a show in, I think, Millinocket. And then we're in his next stop for the spring tour next Saturday, April 13th. We're at about 25% remaining tickets right now. We may even be adding an earlier show. The whole point right now is Tim's really understands the vision for The Colonial and is coming at reduced costs, which made it possible for us to book him. So we've got 165 seats in the Dreamland Auditorium, and we want to sell out every one. And if somehow we go through that, he's willing to come to Belfast a little early and put on another show. So if you can't get a seat to the show, at colonialtheater.com or our newsletter, and there'll be additional information on that up until the morning of next Saturday, the 13th. We are in our 112th year as the state's oldest movie theater. We finally have full-on e-ticketing. So e-tickets can be purchased online through the website and social media. They also can be purchased in person with cash if you ask a ticket seller. Ticket sellers are usually at the theater, especially Thursday through Sundays between around 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And anyone at the box office or concessions can sell you a ticket to see Tim Sample or any other of the shows and movies that we put on, usually with about a week's notice. ColonialTheater.com, spell it the English way, spell it the American way. They're all take you to The Colonial. That's been the website since around 2000. We're on Instagram and Facebook. We're not on TikTok or Twitter. And there's a Colonial Theater newsletter link on the bottom of the website, which we do recommend for weekly updates on that. Just wanted to mention, lifelong listeners here at WERU, and we look forward to trying to find ways, again, newly established not-for-profit, to collaborate in 2024 and beyond.
That was Kyle Walton, director of the now nonprofit Colonial Theater in Belfast. The fundraiser with Tim Sample is a week from tomorrow. More information is available at colonialtheater.com. In 1998, icy storms with extended power outages were still considered once-in-a-lifetime events. I was born and raised here, and that was the first extended power outage I'd ever experienced. 26 years later, and I've lost track of how many we've had in the past month. As of Thursday afternoon, CMP was reporting that of their roughly 177,000 customers, nearly 104,000 were without power, and that, quote, given the scale of damage we are seeing, at this time we do anticipate this to be a multi-day restoration effort lasting into early next week for some customers in hard-hit areas, close quote. At the same time, Versant was reporting about 11,000 outages among 167,000 served. Be sure to check on your neighbors. Mainers relying on each other, it's how we get through things like this. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Be safe, take care, and I will see you on Monday when, rumor has it, spring is supposed to be back.